Hello and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical and exam-focused topics in WJGC GCSE Mathematics, probability. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, probability questions are guaranteed to appear on your paper, and they're often worth 4 to 6 marks each. So let's make sure you're ready to pick up every single mark available. In the next 10 minutes, we'll explore single events, combined events, tree diagrams, and those tricky conditional probability questions that higher tier students need to master. We'll also look at the exact marking points examiners are looking for, and I'll share some insider tips to help you avoid the most common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So grab your pen and paper if you can, and let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's begin with the fundamentals. Probability is simply a measure of how likely an event is to happen, and it's always expressed as a number between 0 and 1. 0 means impossible, 1 means certain, and 0.5 means there's an even chance. You can write probabilities as fractions, decimals, or percentages. But here's a crucial point. Never write them as ratios like 1 in 4 or 1 in 4 in your exam answer. WJGC will not award the final accuracy mark if you do this. Always use fraction, decimal, or percentage notation. The basic formula you need to memorize is probability equals the number of favorable outcomes divided by the total number of possible outcomes. So if you're picking a red ball from a bag containing 3 red balls and 7 blue balls, the probability of red is 3 out of 10, which we write as 3/10 or 0.3 or 30%. Simple, right? Now, let's talk about combined events. This is where many students start to struggle, so pay close attention. When two events happen, one after another, we need to think about whether they're independent or dependent. Independent events don't affect each other, like rolling a dice twice. The first roll doesn't change what happens on the second roll, but dependent events do affect each other, and the classic example is picking items without replacement. Here's where the multiplication rule comes in. When you want to find the probability of two events both happening, you multiply their probabilities together. So if you roll a dice and want a 6, that's 1/6, and if you flip a coin and want heads, that's 1/2. The probability of both happening is 1/6 times 1/2, which equals 1/12. But here's the key mistake to avoid. Students often add probabilities when they should multiply. Remember, and means multiply, or means add. If you want a 6 on the dice and heads on the coin, you multiply. If you want a 6 or a 5 on the dice, you add those probabilities. 1/6 plus 1/6 equals 2/6, which simplifies to 1/3. Now let's tackle tree diagrams, because these are absolutely essential for WJGC exams. Tree diagrams help you visualize all possible outcomes when events happen in sequence. Each branch represents a possible outcome, and you write the probability on each branch. Here's the critical rule that earns you a method mark. All branches coming from the same point must add up to 1. Examiners check this rigorously. Let's say you have a bag with 3 red counters and 2 blue counters, and you pick 2 counters without replacement. Your first branch shows 3/5 for red and 2/5 for blue. But here's where students lose marks. After you pick the first counter, the total changes. If you picked red first, there are now only 4 counters left, with 2 red and 2 blue remaining. So the second stage, branches from the red branch, show 2/4 for red and 2/4 for blue. This is conditional probability in action. To find the probability of any specific outcome, like picking 2 red counters, you multiply along the branches 3/5 times 2/4 equals 6/20, which you can simplify to 3/10. And here's a bonus tip. WJGC usually accepts unsimplified fractions, so if you're running short on time, don't worry about simplifying unless the question specifically asks for it. For higher tier students, you also need to understand Venn diagrams for probability. These show overlapping events beautifully. If you have 40 students, 20 study French, 15 study Spanish, and 8 study both, you can use a Venn diagram to find probabilities. The probability that a randomly selected student studies both languages is 8 out of 40, which simplifies to 1/5. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Now let's talk exam strategy, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Time management is crucial. You should spend approximately 1 minute per mark. So a 4-mark probability question deserves about 4 to 5 minutes of your time. Don't rush, but don't get stuck either. Here are the top 3 mistakes that cost students marks on WJGC probability papers. First, confusing addition and multiplication rules. Right. AND means multiply or means add at the top of your exam paper if it helps you remember. Second, forgetting to adjust the denominator in without replacement questions. Always write down the new total explicitly. If the question says without replacement, circle those words and remind yourself that the second probability changes. Third, poor communication. WJEC awards marks for clear working, so label every calculation. Write P red then blue equals before your calculation. This earns you precious communication marks, especially in those longer 6-mark questions. Here's a power strategy for at least one questions. Instead of calculating all the ways to get at least one success, calculate the probability of getting none, then subtract from one. This saves time and reduces calculation errors. And finally, when a question asks you to estimate a probability from experimental data, use relative frequency, not theoretical probability. That means number of times the event happened divided by total number of trials. Don't assume dice are fair or coins are balanced unless the question tells you they are. Quickfire recall quiz 1 minute. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question one, what's the probability formula? Pause. Answer, number of favorable outcomes divided by total number of possible outcomes. Question two, do you add or multiply probabilities for AND events? Pause. Answer, multiply. Question three, in a tree diagram, what must all branches from the same point add up to? Pause. Answer, one. Question four, if you pick a card from a deck without replacement, does the second probability change? Pause. Answer, yes, because the total number of cards decreases. Question five, can you write probability as a ratio like 3:10? Pause. Answer, no, you'll lose the accuracy mark. Use fractions, decimals, or percentages only. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. Probability measures likelihood from 0 to 1. Use the basic formula for single events. Remember, AND means multiply or means add for combined events. Draw tree diagrams carefully, making sure branches add to one, and always adjust denominators for without replacement scenarios. Label your working clearly to pick up communication marks and never write probabilities as ratios. WJEC's probability questions are highly predictable in structure, which means they're very scorable if you practice the techniques we've covered today. Focus on tree diagrams and conditional probability if you're aiming for higher tier grades 7 to 9. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.